Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's going on, everybody? It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
Happy Wednesday.
Very important question.
Yes. Yes. What?
Did you stay at Governor Baker's party long enough last night to see his acceptance speech, or were you gone by then?
Of course I was there for the whole entire thing, Danielle.
Photos or it didn't happen.
Listen, lots of mini appetizers that fit perfectly in my tiny little hands. But a nice night last night. I was somewhat disturbed that the governor did not acknowledge me personally when thanking those who had contributed to his success. But, you know, that's
get
fine.
In line.
I mean, you and the AF listeners get him elected every
time. Right, right. What about our listeners? Where was the thank you for all of the people who participate every month in Breakfast with Baker? And the thank you to Shu and to Lindy and Danielle.
He hates my guts. He's never going to thank me. Oh, gosh. She was going to ask
neighbor.
A question.
Right, right.
Yeah. Pot. Well, the pot guy.
Yeah.
It was a pretty exciting night last night over at the Heinz Convention Center. And, of course, we got all the post-election day wrap-up updates, news stuff for you. Danielle will have all of that. I'm guessing coming up in the news in just a little bit on the Wednesday Hillman Morning Show. And if you'd like to be a part of your show, if you'd like to welcome yourself to your show, then you could do so when you call us on the new Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-WAAF. That is 617-764-9223, or if you find it more convenient to text your thoughts, your comments to this show, then you could do so on the text line, which is 97107. Today's weather, it's going to be mild again and in the 60s.
Yeah,
which means that your cold is just going to continue to get worse.
Serious.
Lindy.
Well, you know, not for nothing. What I hate about this, I can live with the cold because I got the lozenges going.
Yes.
What this means is, I don't know, when do you think? Like January 15th, we're going to hit with like a 22-foot snowstorm?
We probably are going to have a miserable winter because the spring-like temperatures are continuing well into the fall. So now by lozenge, is that how you describe that Big Mac that I just saw you stuff down your throat over there this morning at 6:04?
Please. Although I do the struggle because you have to go by McDonald's on the way to the studio.
Uh-huh. You feel like you ought to stop in
I want to fly in for the double egg McMuffin deal.
Uh-huh. You know that this McDonald's always has perfect hash browns.
Huh?
Perfect hash browns.
Oh, perfect hash browns
every
over
time.
There? Yeah.
Every time.
Good stuff.
Every time.
Well, it's going to be a pretty nice day today. Mild temperature in the mid-60s. And we got a lot to get to on this morning show, including, finally, our post-viewing discussion, post-binging discussion on Making a Murderer Season 2. We will do that during the 7 o'clock hour, about 7:20 or so at 8. We're going to play your Hillmail voicemail messages back, so you can leave one of those right now on the aftermath of Election Day or on any other topic. And the Hillmail voicemail number is 617-779-5463. That's 617-779-5463. 5463. At 8:30 on today's show, it's Ask an Attorney with Larry the Lawyer, and Larry the Lawyer will be here answering all of your legal questions. No question, as we have learned, is too far out of bounds when it comes to your legal issues, and you can get some free advice from Larry the Lawyer coming up at 8:30 on today's show. Up first, however, on the Framingham Ford studio line, it is Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, Greg.
What's going on, man?
Does this mean that we never have to hear the name Beto O'Rourke ever again?
Well, some are already saying Beto 2020, but I don't know. I will say that the next time the national networks carry a live event in which Beto is speaking, someone will more than likely have their hand on the dump button after the live F-bomb that he issued during his concession speech last night.
I want to thank this amazing campaign of people, not a dime from a single PAC, all people, all the time, in every single part of Texas. All of you showing the country how you do this. I'm so f***ing proud of you guys.
We edited that.
Yes.
The networks, the networks that were live did not.
Oh, boy, he snuck it in there.
They did not.
Beto.
He pulled a big poppy.
Beto has a potty mouth, apparently. But, yes, you may not have to utter the term Beto, the word, the name Beto, for a considerable period of time. All right. Let's see. I mentioned Ask an Attorney. I told you that we're going to play your Hillmill voicemail messages back at 8. If you would like to join us this morning on the show, you can do so by calling the Framingham Ford studio line. That number is 617-764-9223. And there's probably going to be some happy nurses and some unhappy nurses that will be calling the show this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Question one did not pass.
No.
We had a spirited debate on the show about that yesterday, and it was actually not really that close.
No,
when
not
it comes,
at all.
Most everybody was like, no, we don't want the government deciding how many patients a nurse can take care of. So
it was like 70%, no.
That many?
Yeah.
Now, Shu, I know you worked yesterday here at the WAAF.
Some call it that.
Did you have time to get out and vote, even though you didn't get the
day
off?
No, I didn't vote.
I don't care.
Voting doesn't matter. Yes, of course I went out there. And I was surprised to see at 2:30 in the afternoon where I vote over at Worcester State, place was jammed. It was good to see it busy. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was great.
It was interesting. I saw a story on the news yesterday about some of the odder polling places around the country, because not everybody does what we do and does it in the schools.
Mm-hmm.
And there was, I think it was Colorado, where you could go vote at a brewery.
Oh.
And I don't know if it's wise to mix alcohol
it is
and,
not.
And voting.
Of course it is.
No, it's not.
Well, LB, of course, you would say, of course it
this
is.
This isn't Canada.
Yeah.
I can't see the hole to fill it in with the marker.
Please.
Which Kennedy is this?
Everybody doesn't go to get hammered. Everybody can go have a burger and a couple of beer. I really like how times are changing. So you want to get, you know, we have, you know, we talked about it before the election. Less than 50% of the country votes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give people an excuse to get out, day off, go to a pub, have a burger for lunch and a couple of brouhahas and fill out your ticket.
Yeah. I mean, vote while you're getting a happy ending massage. That's basically what you're saying.
Well, strip joints.
Yes,
we talked about it yesterday, right?
Right.
That's a good idea.
All right. Well, Election Day 2018 is behind us, and we will get to the winners and the losers during the news in just a moment or two. Also coming up, Florida, not like the rest of us. Is it irony if you are wearing Crocs when you jump into the Croc pit?
Oh, no.
The irony or coincidence, wearing Crocs and then jumping into the Croc pit. We'll figure that out.
That's where CVS Care Pass comes in. For just $5 a month, you'll get free delivery on prescriptions and your favorite items, a 24/7 pharmacist helpline, 20% off CVS Health brand products, and more. But here's something else you get. A moment to yourself. CVS is giving the rest of this ad to you. Whether you're a mom in transit, a dad doing errands, or just someone who needs a quick second to yourself, sit back and enjoy this break in your nonstop life. Isn't that better? Join CVS Care Pass today and get a $10 promo reward every month just for you. Sign up in-store or at cvs.com/carepass. Terms and conditions apply. Visit cvs.com/carepass or ask a store associate for details.
I'm Clarence, or Captain Black to my fellow soldiers. For at least 2 days a month and 2 weeks a year, I keep my skills sharp in the U.S. Army Reserve. 2 days a month means I work with the latest technology, planning all communications on critical missions. It also means I get to stay close to home and run my business full time.
Training at least 1 week in a month and 2 weeks a year means preparing for a successful future while staying close to home. The U.S. Army Reserve. Part-time service, full-time success. Learn more at GoArmyReserve.com/skills.
Subaru of New England invites you to fall in love with the brand new 2019 Subaru Outback, starting at only $26,345 with 0% financing for up to 36 months. Or you can lease it for $285 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due when you sign. The Outback was named an IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus when equipped with EyeSight Driver Assist technology, making it easy to leave your worries behind and to focus on the destination ahead. Equipped with symmetrical all-wheel drive and X-Mode, both standard, the Outback is ready to tackle life's greatest challenges. And with the expansive Starlink multimedia system featuring Apple CarPlay and Android Auto, the brand new Outback adds excitement on the go. It's easy to fall in love with the 2019 all-wheel drive Subaru Outback, starting at just $26,345, or you can lease it for $285 a month. For complete details and to find your authorized Subaru retailer, visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
In just 60 seconds or less, the Hillman Morning Show will be back with more of this.
You learn something new about sauces on this show every day.
I love my time in the Navy and am proud to be a veteran. However, I came to realize that years of working in the engine room left me with both physical and stress-related health issues. Thankfully, VA Healthcare was able to treat my hearing loss. Through the VA system, I received free hearing aids and replacement batteries for the rest of my life. I am now able to listen to television without turning the volume all the way up. The VA has provided me with the care and services I needed to, again, enjoy the sounds around me. For more information, call 844-VA-CARES or go to vacares.us. Get the healthcare you earn and deserve.
Now, waiting to hear back from the Election Commission exactly how many write-ins there were yesterday for the Czar of Sauce. This is the Wednesday Hillman Morning Show.
Let this party begin.
I'll fire up the cheese fountain.
Here's a text that states your sausage commercial is a 10 out of 10 on the how creepy is it scale.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
You like the kielbasa? Galemos. Oh, it's a sexy place.
Listen, there's some people who don't have their grandmother in the car, So you're only talking to them.
Oh.
Try to direct it. Please try to direct your comments directly to the elderly that are listening only. The elderly females only. It is 6:21. Today's weather brought to you by Spot Hero. And it's going to be in the mid-60s today. Nice and mild. And the sun is going to be out. It's going to be a really nice day. And it is 52 right now outside our new studios in Brighton. Just a block away from the old studios. Oh. 83 Leo MC Birmingham Parkway is where we are. Yes, Lindy, what's happening?
I finally did it.
What?
I finally did it.
What did you? You went to the old place today?
Yes.
Oh, you did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Oh,
I actually pulled into the parking lot in my old second floor spot.
That's amazing.
And then got out and realized.
And then you realized.
What are you doing?
Oh,
you're such a douche nozzle.
Finally, here's a way you could save time parking. Simply download the free Spot Hero app and reserve the closest spot to your destination in advance. You'll save time and get everywhere much easier. Take $10 off your first spot with promo code WHEEL. That's promo code WHEEL. On tomorrow's show, Sto5O at 7:30, and we will more than likely go inside the warped female brain if you're a man looking for some help when it comes to figuring out exactly what is going on in the mind of a woman that you care about. Danielle will help you with that tomorrow. Any and all questions at about 7:50. On Friday, we'll have LB's greatest moments of the week. And then just a heads up. So far, the response is great. But Friday, I am doing our next lunch with Larry. And Larry is our 102-year-old World War II veteran friend whom we met on this program when he was in the news because a winning scratchy was stolen from his home. We became friends with Larry. He's the most amazing man that there is in the universe. And we are going to be having lunch with him again on Friday, and you're invited. We're doing it at his nursing home. And the only requirement is that you bring a veteran with you. Of course, Sunday is Veterans Day, and we will celebrate that with Larry, our 102-year-old World War II veteran friend, on Friday. I'm taking care of the food. And all I need is you to bring a veteran. So if you want to go.
And scratchies.
And yes, scratchies.
Because he loves scratchies because he's stuck hanging by him. He's lonesome.
Yes, bring Larry scratchies. And he also likes those coconut ball things, whatever.
Snowballs.
Those, coconut snowballs. yeah, who doesn't?
Good luck trying to find them.
yeah. And so. If you want to join, just call and give us your information, who you want to bring. And the nursing home is in Newton, so it's not that far away. And if you can get an hour and a half to get to interact with Larry and all the other veterans who will be there, I think you'll find it inspirational and a great way to kick off the what is, for many of you, a long weekend. So you could call 617-764-9223. That's the new number here, 617-764-9223. And get yourself in on lunch with Larry on Friday. And this is David on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's going on, David?
Good morning, Hillman Morning Show. How is everyone?
What's up, kid?
Greg?
Yes.
You have not been jogging.
This is David down the street. Yes, I know. Horrible.
Yeah. And also, LB, I know that you're doing a little better, and I'm hoping we can get in touch with you, and you can hook up and come to the Winter Classic with us, bud.
No, you know, I've already worked on that. I asked Hillman if I could have the extra day off, so I'm in.
Well, how can I get in touch with you, man? Why don't you, WAF.com?
No, 617- 947-8434.
Oh, There's his cell phone.
Okay,
number.
I will give you a buzz, dude. And also, Greg and LB, Danielle, Sue, we want to have you over to the barn for a couple wobbly tops one of these days. Mm.
Can you get one of those flying ambulances to take LB to the Winter Classic? You need to have medical staff on hand at all times. The guy is
Greg,
near death.
We have golf carts available. We can come up and pick you up at your residence and bring you to the barn. Have a great day.
Yeah, call me after the show.
Call him after the show. You'll see me running this weekend, because the Jingle All the Way 5K is almost exactly a month away. Today is November 7th, and the Jingle All the Way 5K this year is on December 8th.
So when you train, what are you going to do? Do you 5K a week before?
What do you mean?
Ready for the Jingle All the Way. Do you run one a week? Or?
No. I do generally about 2 miles. And that brings on like a minor coronary artery attack. And then I walk. So I never go more than the actual 5K when I'm training. Yeah. I save that for the big day. Yeah, but
don't burn out.
But that's how they do the marathon. They say if you can do 13 miles, you can do 26.
You can do it.
You got a taper.
Not for a 5K. You don't have to taper. Really, it's not that big of a deal.
Are you sure?
It's three miles. But if you haven't signed up yet, then please do go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org. And we had a big meeting yesterday. Final details. Everything looks great. We got live music inside and at the tent outside. We have live reindeer, legit, full, like verified actual reindeer. We got actual verified Santa Claus. We got bell ringers. We got Christmas carolers. We got Christmas trees. We celebrate all things Christmas at the Jingle All the Way 5K. And we have the most amazing merch ever for this year's Jingle All the Way 5K. And if you're one of the first 1,000 people to sign up and run with me, then you get a shirt. So I hope you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org and sign up. Here's a text which reads, I just checked and anyone who wants to can order Hostess snowballs from Bezos.
Oh, he's hoarding
for Larry. So you can get those on the Amazon and bring those to lunch with Larry on Friday.
Greg will not know this, but you'll also likely find the Hostess snowballs at the Walmarts.
At the Walmarts?
Yes. Notice, see how he choked up? He couldn't even get the word out.
I went online.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
No,
he's actually good. When it comes to Larry, I will. Very few things I'll give LB credit for. This, I'll entertain. Go ahead.
Well, I will say this. I went online, and they said they were at Walmart, and I went to the one over in Framingham. Crickets.
They might be
shelves.
On an end cap. Sometimes they put those on the end caps, like at Stop and Shop. It's on the end cap.
Oh.
All my retail people
What's
are
an
like,
end cap?
The shelving at the end of the aisle
okay.
that faces outward. They usually put, like, sale items there and whatnot. Okay. Yeah.
This discussion of retail merchandising, wildly compelling. However, I'm going to take a call
okay.
if that's okay with you two. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Greg. Great show. Love it.
Thank
I'll be
you.
In the balls.
Way to work, kid.
You have real reindeer for the Jingle K5.
Yes. Jingle All the Way 5K. We have at least one, maybe two real reindeers. It's not like the Grinch Who Stole Christmas where it's a dog and we got the reindeer thing on top. It's a legit, at least one legit reindeer.
Yeah. Did you have the DNA done by the same firm that did Elizabeth Warren?
Yes. It's one 457th actual reindeer. No, we found a reindeer farm. I don't want to reveal who they are, but they're local. Of course, I mentioned this on the show before, but Massachusetts has a law about bringing reindeers in from other states. You can't bring reindeer in from other states. Only one night a year you can do that.
Yeah.
If you're flying them.
It's an aviation exemption.
Yes. Yeah. So, but other than that, you can't bring reindeers in. Now, speaking of delicious treats, as we were with regard to the snowballs, the coconut snowballs, and – our 102-year-old friend Larry. Science has determined, this is very important information. That's all we share on this show. Very important information.
Right?
Science has determined the foods that are most likely to bring on a food coma. Now, some of you may be saying, I'm going to stay away from these things because I don't want to be in a food coma. Others might be saying, please, it is 6:31. It's Wednesday. This week is already long. Bring on the food coma at work this afternoon. So who did this and what are the foods, Danielle?
Dr. Prager's did this study. They found that the average American spends 213 hours a year in a food coma.
How many?
That's 9 full days.
9 full days?
Nine days in a food coma per year. Okay. It's usually a very heavy meal with a lot of meat and carbs that will trigger it. But they did find a small list of things that are known to knock us out, and they're all very common things in people's diets. So let's go over those real quick. Burgers.
Burgers.
Sure. Yep.
Cause a food coma.
Yep. By the way, this list makes me feel like I'm doing the Chow Daddy commercial from way back in the day, the Lunch Lion. Pizza.
Oh. Well,
because you can never have just one slice. You have to eat the whole pizza.
Whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Or double pizza for Greg in school on Fridays. Mashed potatoes.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Carb heavy, baby. Oh, yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Garlic mashed.
Whatever you like. Yeah. However you'd like to jack them up. Goat cheese mashed. Do you like the goat cheese mashed?
I do.
They're very good.
I do.
Burritos.
Oh, burritos bring on a food coma.
Well, you're eating. You're basically eating a MyPillow size item of various foods. French fries. Again, the potato thing.
Yeah.
Hot dogs.
Sure.
Really?
Yep.
Hot dogs bring on
hot
a food coma.
Well, you can never, again, Hildar, you can never eat just one.
Right.
You don't go to Casey's over in Natick and order
one hot dog.
Yeah.
Tacos, another food that will put you to sleep. Cheese.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's obvious.
And potato chips.
Well, it seems like there's a theme with the starchy potato type.
Yeah.
And potato chips bring on a food coma.
They can, yes.
Is that a whole bag or just a handful? Or
I would think probably like half bag plus
point. You can't eat just a handful.
Please.
Right?
As anybody else, you start off eating one chip at a time, and then it's shoving as much as you can in your mouth after doing that twice.
I'll just say this, Shoe Dog. Do you ever go buy the single bag of salt and vinegar? No, you buy the family size.
Yeah.
And then you eat some, and then you curl it up, and you put it in the passenger side of the car.
Yeah.
Then you open it up,
yeah.
And then by the time you get home, it's gone.
Here's a text. I missed what you said, Danielle. 781 text. I'm disappointed in Nancy Know-It-All. The plural of reindeer is reindeer. No
yeah,
S.
I know. Did I can't. There's only so much I can correct him on. If the guy says reindeers, I'm not going to argue with him.
Okay. All right.
Because then
say,
I'm the a-hole. Because then
I
everyone's like, oh, what a bitch. Yes, he did say reindeers several times.
All right. Let's get to the news. And the news this first hour is brought to you by
the letter S. Just kidding. It's brought to you by the City of Boston Credit Union. Membership open to everyone that lives or works in Norfolk or Suffolk counties. Visit cityofbostoncreditunion.com for membership information. City of Boston Credit Union, uniquely Boston. Brought to you also this hour by Midstate Auto Group. Looking for a car under $10,000? Visit Ray's new lot, 496 Washington Street in Auburn. Quality cars under $10,000. Well, the host of the show, if you missed it earlier, claims that he did stay at the celebration party for the governor last night long enough to hear his speech. And of course, Governor Baker reelected for another term. We can hear from the governor last night.
The people of Massachusetts elected us 4 years ago to bring fiscal discipline, a reform-minded governing approach, and a commitment to bipartisanship to state government. And you know what? We've done that every single day. And today the voters have spoken. And it seems like they like what we're doing and the way we go about it. So here's the good news. That collaborative, purposeful, and humble approach to governing is exactly what you're going to get from us and from our team for the next 4 years. And that's going to be nonstop, pedal to the metal, let it rock. God bless the people of the Commonwealth. God bless you all. Good night, and let's go!
Let's go! Oh, boner number one right there.
Now, I went to sleep at about 6:30 last night, so I didn't stay up for any of the live coverage of the after party. So I didn't get to see the video. Did you try to muscle your way up on stage at all at any point to try it? Were you giving the governor the look? Like Dropkick Murphy shows at the end when Lyndon's like, skinhead in the MBTA, Kenny, Kelby, get up there, kid.
I texted the governor as soon as I arrived, and the text back was new phone. Who dis? But I did. You know, it's his moment. I don't want to take away from the governor's moment. And it's 4 more years of Breakfast with Baker.
Yeah, love baby.
He said on the show that he would commit to being here again every month. So next month, our governor in the studio with us. What else from an election result point of view on the day after Election Day, Danielle?
Well, I hate to ruin your Governor Baker high, but Senator Elizabeth Warren reelected.
Of course she was.
And she had this to say last night.
You know, we know what we believe in, and we know whose side we're on. We came to this movement to pick a fight on behalf of millions of Americans who are getting ripped off in a rigged economy and ignored by a corrupt government in Washington. And we came to fight for decency. We came to fight for justice. We came to fight for change. And now, tonight, we take that fight to Washington to make our government work, not just for the rich and the powerful, but make it work for everyone else.
Such an interesting thing last night. I was watching the coverage of her, and she did a little dance at the end, and it started to rain. In the hotel ballroom.
Nope.
What do you mean? No.
Nope.
I'm not. It was obviously yes, like some kind of a visual effect they were using or something like that.
But it was holographic rain.
All right. And what else? Let's go over the questions.
Yes.
We had a big debate yesterday about question one, and question one did not pass. So there will be no limits put on how many patients a nurse can take care of. And that
Correct.
Was overwhelming.
It was.
An overwhelming no.
At last check, the vote was 70% no, 30% yes.
Okay.
And then, of course, question two, which would look to put together a commission of 15 unpaid citizens to look at possibly overturning Citizens United, which would regulate how much money corporations can donate to political candidates. That passed with a 71% yes vote. And then question three about keeping protections in place for transgendered individuals when it comes to discrimination, that passed with a 68% vote to keep the original law already in the books in place.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right.
District three, Lori Trahan won.
Yes.
The seat that should have been yours, Greg.
Well, I think we jinxed Rick Green by having him on the
show
yesterday.
We only
allowed him to talk about breakfast places, none of the issues yesterday.
Yep.
So, yeah, I mean, listen, that was my seat, but I'm sure she'll do a good job
up
there.
I'm sure she will.
And you know what? There's plenty of time left to run. I can run when I retire. That's
okay.
Most people who get into politics are in their late 60s or 70s anyway, right? Do we have any elected people under the age of 90 in the actually serving in Congress at this moment?
I mean, it's a great double paycheck here. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
you're retired, you're getting your Social Security, getting your retirement, and then you add on $100,000 being
some sort of
politician.
Nancy Pelosi, if she's going to be the Speaker of the House, is 78 years
mm-hmm.
old.
Mm. Right.
So,
but she started when she was 20, right?
Most
of the old people have been there for 50 years.
Right.
Right.
Speaking of the House, Democrats won control of the House.
Yes.
And then the Republicans have increased, I believe, their majority in the Senate.
Yes.
So we've got that little balance going there. Now, Sarah Sanders, White House spokesperson, was asked about a blue wave.
The blue wave.
The blue wave. The big blue wave.
The hashtag blue wave.
And here's what she had to say about that.
I think James Carville said it best when he said anybody that was anticipating a blue wave tonight's not going to get it. Maybe you get a ripple, but I certainly don't think that there's a blue wave.
Blue ripple. Hashtag blue ripple. great. Now I have to have Ripple for lunch.
Oh, geez.
It's affordable.
Put it in a paper bag.
Yeah, make sure you put it in a brown paper bag.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of food.
Yes.
Have you seen the abundance of turkey and Thanksgiving-related food item ice creams that are on the market suddenly? Like, they have all these Thanksgiving-flavored food ice creams that are now available.
Huh.
I don't think I'd be a fan of, like, mashed potato ice cream or stuffing or stuffing ice cream.
And you have that after you have the turkey with the mashed potatoes and gravy with the cranberry. Right. Yeah.
Seems weird.
Yeah, you put it on your pumpkin pie. I was thinking that maybe our next food bracket challenge ought to be Thanksgiving food items. I don't know if there's enough or not, but I think if you put the mashed potatoes, the green bean casserole.
You just go in sides?
The I think you have to just go sides.
Right.
I mean, there's a, what else would you add on there?
I don't know.
You know, it would only be sides. So
would you have to let them sit in the fridge for a few hours? like leftovers.
Coagulate.
And then eat it at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah. Speaking of that, there's an interesting story which we will discuss at 7:20 with regard to what is going on with the work holiday party.
Mm.
Very interesting news today about that from around the country. So we'll discuss that later. And then we're going to have our Making a Murderer Season 2 discussion, the long-awaited discussion of Making a Murderer Season 2 at 7:20. A texter, 787 texter, wants to talk about the fact that Mitt Romney was a winner when it comes to the Senate. So he will, it'll be Senator Mitt Romney.
Huh.
It was Governor Mitt Romney.
Right.
Huh. It was not President Mitt Romney, but it will be Senator Mitt Romney. Where's that 787 text from?
Puerto Rico.
Oh, Puerto Rico.
Hello.
Right. Good spot.
Hello there. You can listen to us anywhere, Puerto Rico or Utah, when you're visiting Senator Romney on the radio.com app. So download it for free and take this show and this station everywhere you go with the radio.com app.
With all these devices taking voice commands now, the last thing you should say out loud is, Alexa, text all my contacts that I just crapped my pants. That could get awkward. Instead, say this. Alexa, play WAAF. Turn your smart speaker into a radio and listen to WAAF.
Join Planet Fitness by November 14th for just 25 cents down, $10 a month with no commitment. Join today, in club or online at planetfitness.com.
Join Planet Fitness for 25 cents down and $10 a month. No commitment. Offer ends November 14th.
See club for details.
The new iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love, like those perfect portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
And how emojis now turn every FaceTime with the kids into fun time. In fact, the only thing you'll love more than your new iPhone XR is getting it included in the price when you get an unlimited plan. That's right. Only at T-Mobile get both unlimited and a brand new iPhone XR included for just $40 a month. You can get unlimited somewhere else. Or unlimited and a phone for the same price at T-Mobile. Join today and get four lines for just $40 per line with a new iPhone XR included for each line. That's $30 for the plan and $10 for the iPhone after qualifying trade-in and auto-pay. Call 1-800-T-MOBILE or visit a store today.
$40 per line for four lines after 36 monthly bill credits. Essentials customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using greater than 50 gigs per month. Video at 480p for well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees. If you cancel service, remaining balances due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $20.84 per month for 36 months. Full price $749.99, 0% APR.
Class A drivers, ready to rev up your career and join a growing team with a successful track record? Saia LTL Freight is interviewing in your area. In Westboro, November 1st and 2nd, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday the 3rd, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 55 Otis Street. Or come see them in Springfield at the La Quinta Inn on Congress Street, November 5th through 7th, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Experienced drivers can start at $29.55 per hour or 66 cents per mile. Also hiring part-time dock workers. For event details, check out Drive FORSAIA.com/MA.
We all know what the most important meal of the day is, but have you heard about the most important deal of the day? Move over, breakfast, because right now you can get two bacon, egg, and cheese sandwiches for $5 all day long at Dunkin' Donuts with Dunkin' To Go's. Participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Hillman here. Boston, we did it. All those late nights watching playoff baseball were worth it. And throughout all the excitement and extra innings, I still woke up feeling great. Thanks to the MyPillow mattress topper. If you're going to stay up late for the whole game, you have to be comfortable once you hit the sheets. So go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code WAAF for exclusive discounts on the MyPillow mattress topper. It's amazing. You'll be lights out just like our pitchers. If your bed is uncomfortable, make that call to the bullpen. Buy a MyPillow mattress topper. It'll transform your bed and your sleep. Sleep like a champion with the MyPillow mattress topper. You get 30% off with promo code WAAF, and you get two free standard MyPillows. That's big savings when you call 800-933-5516 or go to MyPillow.com. And don't forget to use the promo code WAAF when you go to MyPillow.com.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes, warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank, where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes, and you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Dashing through the snow, to CVS we go. A $10 cash card for beauty brands and bows. Lights to dress the tree, and stocking gifts galore. Candy cards and photo gifts and deals throughout the store. At CVS Pharmacy, we've got all the little things you need this holiday. Like a $10 CVS cash card, yours when you spend $30 on select items. This week, Hallmark ornaments are 20% off, and Hershey's Kisses are BOGO free. Dash to CVS Pharmacy today. Restrictions apply. See cvs.com/weeklyad for details.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Northeast Insurance and Safety Insurance believes that investing in our communities rewards everyone. That's why Safety Insurance is proud to partner with ClearPath for Veterans New England, helping transitioning veterans at their resource and community center in Devens, Mass. Their policyholders can join in saying thank you to the many veterans in our community by making a $50 donation to support ClearPath. In return, Safety will apply a 5% discount to your Safety Massachusetts private passenger automobile insurance premium. Get rewarded at safety4vets.com. That's safety4vets.com.
Well, if you drive for a living, this message is for you. And it's from my friends at E.L. Harvey and Sons in Westboro, a family-owned and operated business. And they want you to know that they are hiring right now for CDL and non-CDL drivers. They offer paid leave, outstanding benefits, a great 401k plan, and training. Plus, right now they're offering attractive sign-on bonuses, what Lindy might call a bag of cash, a bonus. They're actually going to pay you before you even start working there. You'll love E.L. Harvey and Sons. They're great people. They do a lot when it comes to the community, including their support of the Greg Hill Foundation, which I thank them very much for. They listen to this show and this station. So if you want to join their team and work for a great family-centric company, call 800-321-3002. That's 800-321-3002, or you can visit elharvey.com and apply right now. That's elharvey.com.
In just 60 seconds or less, the Hillman Morning Show will be back with more of this.
I got connections with law enforcement and ninjas.
Hi, Arthur Campbell, General Manager for Emmingham Ford. November is the month. It's our biggest SUV sales event of the year. Every Ford Explorer and Ford Escape, value priced. In fact, crazy prices on our website. Before you buy an Explorer and Escape, do us both a favor. Visit FraminghamFord.com. The prices are unbeatable, and as always, no one will pay you more for your trade. We have an amazing selection, but when they're gone, they're gone. Visit us online at FraminghamFord.com. Framingham Ford, Route 9, Framingham. Don't wait.
Hey, what's going on? This is Bill Burr. Keep feeding your kids fluff and keep listening to the Hillman Radio Show here on WAAF.
I hate to be the bearer of bad cluster F news, but that's what we do here. And this morning, already at 6:52, the Mass Pike headed into our city is embroiled in a complete cluster F. In fact, I just heard from Larry the lawyer, who is attempting to get here by 8:30 for Ask an Attorney today, and his GPS was saying 8:20 arrival because the pike is so bad. What is going on exactly?
There was a crash in the Framingham stretch that happened about 45 minutes ago, but they haven't been able to clear it yet. It's on the eastbound side, blocking the left travel lane. Now you've got traffic back to 495 in Hopkinton, and there's a crash in the backup just about a mile after 495.
Ouch. After 495.
Yeah.
Okay.
So pay attention, people.
All right. Well, if you can avoid the pike, avoid it. Stay away.
Yes.
It is 6:53, and today's show is presented by EchoStore Technologies, your data center solutions provider. For more information, you can go to echostore.com. Coming up, How Creepy Is It? Featuring John Stamos.
And a beautiful man.
At 7:20, we'll discuss the sad fate of the company Christmas party. And then right after that, I want to have our long-awaited Making a Murderer Season 2 discussion. So we've put that off long enough. Speaking of entertainment and television in specific, have you heard the news this morning that they begin filming on a Breaking Bad movie today?
Whoa.
In New Mexico. Now, no confirmation on which characters are going to be a part of it, but it involves the escape of a kidnapping victim, I think is what I read this morning. And I'm trying to think back from an episode perspective who that might be. But I'm assuming that it's not a prequel. Honestly, I got to tell you, they should do a prequel so that Walter White could be in it. Spoiler alert. I guess it would still be good if it was Jesse and you know, some of the other characters. Unfortunately, Hank is no longer with us. And
yeah,
some
I love
of the,
Hank.
Yeah, Hank
some
was
the,
a good egg. Some good of the character.
Hank was a great guy.
Yeah.
They I mean, wrong place, wrong time for
yeah,
Hank.
Yeah,
right. Wrong place, wrong time.
You know, but Skylar and her sister, both of them suck.
Oh, I hope that Skylar White is not in this. I can't stand Skylar. But anyway, they are. Don't forget that Jesse was a kidnapped victim at the end. He was kept prisoner at the end of the series. Again, the spoilers, Greg Hill, on Breaking Bad. I apologize.
People have had time. They've had some time.
Yeah. But that's probably what it is. So it's probably Jesse and...
It's probably whom?
Jesse.
Thank you.
Jesse. All right. I know there's stuff that we got to get to news-wise, and let's do this. Fuel up the G4. We're flying to Florida.
And now,
a woman who thought she had bad Chinese food was actually pregnant.
Another edition of...
What is the reason why one would paint a tortoise?
Florida. Not like the rest of us.
That's ridiculous.
Question for you. Is it irony or coincidence if you jump into a crocodile pit wearing... Crocs.
I'm guessing that's irony.
Happened in St. Augustine, Florida at the St. Augustine Alligator Farm. Some people that work there became concerned on Tuesday of last week when they found pieces of clothing inside the Nile crocodile exhibit. They found blood and a single croc shoe. So naturally, the people that worked at the exhibit were concerned. So they called police, and police said, you know what, we think we have your guy. They'd gotten a call from a woman who saw 23-year-old Brandon Hatfield crawling around in her backyard in only his boxer shorts.
Did he have, like, a big giant bite out of his leg?
Pretty much, yes.
Wow.
He did.
Police came.
Did they match the teeth marks up with the croc and the guy's ass? I mean, obviously, hashtag on something,
yes,
right?
Yes.
If you're jumping into the crocodile pit, you have to be on something.
Surveillance video showed that the kid was... tight walking like a rope fence that went between two enclosures. On the left side, you've got the crocodile enclosure. Uh-huh. On the right side, you've got the lagoon with hundreds of alligators.
Wow.
Sounds like a fun way to spend a Tuesday night, right?
Was it a dare? It was probably a dare.
Dare or drugs or both. Yeah. I'm guessing something like that. So unfortunately, he fell into the crocodile pit. And
go figure.
Right? We've got reaction from one of the employees at the alligator farm.
And this bizarre thing unravels in front of our eyes of an unstable person. He's not stable on his feet. And then, to our shock and horror, he climbs up over the fence line here and leaps into the crocodile pool. And we're just dumbfounded.
Yeah, who wouldn't be dumbfounded? He was probably dumbfounded, too, yes, when he woke up and the crocodile was staring him in the eyes. What a dope. All right. Drugs, not a good thing.
No.
Kids.
Yep, don't do that.
Just stay away from the meth.
You got to remember, when you're with the alligators, rub their forehead. It puts them to sleep.
I don't want to be doing that. I don't want to be in that situation or in that position. This is John on the Framingham Ford studio line. What's happening, John?
Good morning, everyone. Happy hump day.
Yes, Wednesday, the new Friday, as LB refers to it. What's up?
So I have a little bit of a theory for that Breaking Bad movie that you just let out some information for.
Yes.
The end, obviously, of the series, we know Jesse was released. But we never saw a body bag. We never saw any kind of proof that Walt actually died.
Correct.
So I'm hoping that he is in the movie and it's a surprise thing and he's, you know, some kind of feature to the film.
Yeah, I mean, do you like when they do that? That's kind of like J.R. Ewing being shot and then not being dead or it was a dream or...
Bobby wasn't dead.
Do you find that to be disappointing? Like, would you be disappointed if Walt wasn't dead or would you just be happy because he's in the movie?
I think I'd be happy that he would still be part of the story. I didn't like the way they let his character go.
You didn't?
No, I thought that it was a good climax, but it could have been so much better.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what she said.
All right. speaking of dying.
Yes.
I'm over here.
I believe that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.